for an amazing week. I'm so glad you made it here in the rain. That was fun. Good times. Way to go. All right, well, you know what we're here for. Are you guys ready to sing with us? Yes?
I don't think
so. All right,
well,
let's stand up. We still have some kids coming in, so let's just do it. All right, are y'all ready? I think you're going to know this one. Here we go. The people.
Shine.
No. You'll see. Just have to wait and see. Wait for it.
Because we are here for an International Spy Academy. Now, my name is Director Seymour Truth, and my job, my mission, my task this week is to train you as trainees to become real and true bona fide agents of Truth Force. Truth Force are filled with agents for the one true God. Okay? Now what I'm going to do, what the super agents in your lessons and your shepherds, what they're going to do is they are going to help you see more truth from Scripture so that you can learn more about the awesome, magnificent, unbelievable, amazing God of the Bible. And that's our task this week, is to learn as much as we can about the God of the Bible. And it's going to be fun, fantastic, and amazing. But you guys, you're going to have so much fun, but you also need to put your thinking caps on. you need to get out your magnifying glasses and your decoder pins, because we are going to dive into Scripture and learn all that we can about the God of the Bible. You guys excited about that? I am excited about that as well. Now, we are here to find fingerprints and crack codes and collect clues, but we're not the only ones around the campus that are spies in disguise. There's another group of spies here. Would you guys like to meet another group of spies in disguise? Are you sure? You really want to do this? Okay. Well, it is time for our skit.
Good morning, Agent 39 and 27. Now listen carefully. You have been tasked with protecting a supercomputer during your stay at the Hotel Royale. The supercomputer is disguised as a regular yellow suitcase. You will find the supercomputer in the trunk of your compact rental car. It is your duty to keep the supercomputer away from the hands of Chaos, the evil spy organization. Under no circumstances should you let the supercomputer out of your sight. This message will self-destruct in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Agent 39? That is the last time I listened to a self-destructing message in a compact rental car.
Why didn't you roll the windows down, Zach?
What? Are you serious? And risk letting get all the air conditioning out of the car? In Texas? In the summertime? No, I don't think so.
Well, we have our mission. Did you hear where the chief said we would find the supercomputer?
I sort of forgot that part.
Well, which part of the message did you forget?
The part after. Now listen carefully.
That's okay, Zach. The chief said we would find the supercomputer in the trunk of our car. You go locate the supercomputer, and I'll check us into the hotel.
Good thinking, 39.
Good afternoon, madame, and welcome to the Hotel Royale. Do you have a reservation with us?
Yes, I should have 2 rooms under the name Anderson.
Bitte. Undersen. Here are 2 keys. And please, let us know if there's anything we can do to make your stay more comfortable.
Werner! Ja, Herr Heinrich!
Take this woman's luggage up to her room for her.
Jawohl!
Oh, no need. I'll take it up to my room myself.
As you wish, madame. The elevator's to your right.
Werner. Our nasty plan is working. These concierge uniforms, they are perfect! No one will ever suspect that we are Chaos Agents! Werner!
We are Chaos Agents! We don't...
Now listen, when that other control agent comes back from the car with the supercomputer suitcase, we are going to switch it. With this decoy.
I supercomputer?
Oh, no, Verna. This is not a real supercomputer. This is a counterfeit supercomputer. It is not a real one. No, it only looks like the real one. Inside of this suitcase is nothing but a can of silly string. We are going to switch this counterfeit for the real, true supercomputer. It is important that we get the real one, or not the counterfeit, or we will have failed. Verschießen?
Jawohl, Herr Reinrich. Counterfeit, supercomputer, switch.
Good. I'm going to step away for a second. I trust you have everything under control.
Jawohl. Counterfeit, supercomputer, switch.
Ah, hello there. My friend and I are checking into this hotel. I believe she may have my key. We are under the name Anderson.
Anderson and... Ah, yeah, she has taken both keys.
Ah, well, thank you very much, sir.
Hello? Your shoe is ringing?
Ah, yes, my shoe phone. Please excuse me. This is Agent 27 speaking. Oh, hi, Chief. Oh, yes, yes, the mission's going perfectly well. Nothing is... wait a second, Chief. This one's mine. Sorry about that, Chief. I just had a little mix-up with my luggage there, and a collision with the bellboy to match. Yes, Agent 39 and I have got to the Hotel Royale safely. Along with the S-U-P-E-R-K-U-M-P-Y-O... Oh, shucks, Chief. I'm having trouble remembering how to spell supercomputer. What's that, Chief? No, nobody's around except for the bellboy. And you know, they never listen to other people's conversations. Oh, well, I never. Very suspicious. Hey, are you a chaos agent? What?
Nine.
See, it's like I told you, Chief. It's completely safe with 39 and I. No one is going to steal it. Please, have a little bit of faith in me. Have I ever let you down? Yeah, but don't. No, not that time. Your vote of confidence is very reassuring, Chief. Thank you very much, sir. Goodbye. Whew.
Hey, Zach. What does the Chief have to say?
Oh, hey, 39, nothing much. But he did want us to make sure that we have our eyes on this suitcase at all times.
Good thinking, Zach.
Mr. and Mrs. Anderson, I trust your rooms are in order?
Oh, they're fine. We were just getting a bit hungry. Could you recommend a good Chinese restaurant?
Of course.
Werner!
Show them how to locate the Chinese restaurant.
Now listen very carefully. First, we are here.
Oh, okay.
Then you go up, then take a right, then go up again, then pass through the building called Kentucky, then go left, then take another left, then one more.
All right, I think we've got it. Thank you so much for your help.
Oh, so greatly appreciate the suggestion. Thank you, gentlemen. Whoa! Oh, almost gave myself a heart attack. Can't leave this lying around.
Oh. Verna, we have triumphed. We have successfully stolen the supercomputer from control.
Yippee!
Verna, this is chaos. We don't want to be here. Now, it is time to open the suitcase and provide positive identification back to headquarters.
Will agents 27 and 39 find a good Chinese takeout place? Come back tomorrow for Food Fight.
Oh boy, where is the supercomputer? Which is the real one? Which is the fake or the counterfeit? I don't know, we'll find out tomorrow, hopefully. All right, agents in training, it is almost time for our first assignment. But before we go, I want to give you kind of a sneak peek at something very important, very amazing that's happening this week. So we have super spies in your classroom teaching you. You guys are agents in training, but there is a special group of super spies, super agents, that have traveled here all the way from Monterrey, Mexico. And they have come here to tell us all about being international missions agents. Can you believe it? Well, believe it, because it's happening. And you're going to hear all about them this afternoon. You guys excited about that? Excuse me, are you guys excited about meeting some international spies? Yes! I am as well. Okay, it is time for your first assignment. But before you go, I want you to make sure you're paying attention to something very important, okay? Because we are here to learn all that we can and have as much fun as we can, but there are also awards given out to those who are particularly excellent in several things. We have a Servant's Heart Award given out to the spy, the agent in training, who treats others as more important than themselves. There is a Spirit Award given to the person who fully embraces their role as an agent in training. We also have an award for character. If you exude excellent moral character, interacting with other people, kindness, gentleness, loving Christ-likeness, you could win this award along with sportsmanship award. We all want to win the games, but win or lose, this person is a good sport. And then finally, we have an award for missions. Now, this award isn't given to the person who gives the most money, as we are raising money that the Lord is bringing to us to give to our missionaries. But this is the person that gives with a particularly joyful heart, okay? So make sure that you are doing your best to become real bona fide agents as agents in training. And we are going to have an awesome day today at International Spy Academy. I'm going to pray for us, then we're going to hear another song, and we will get going with our assignment, okay? Let's pray. Lord God, you are a great God. You are the one true God that we can know through your Son, Jesus Christ. What I pray for today, I pray that we would learn, that we would have fun, and that we would glorify you. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. All right, stand amen. Up.
All right, let's stand up and sing one go. More. You ready for this one?
Nothing but 7,
4,
8,
3,
9,
2,
1. If you had a good day, say woo woo.
Woo woo. Yeah. All right. Are y'all ready to sing? Yes. All right, let's go. Stand up. You know the drill.
Some new motions for a new song.
Yep.
Yes?
Yeah, new motions.
All right, so this next song we're gonna sing is called As For Me and My House. And in the chorus, what we're gonna, who knows this song? Raise your hand if you know this song. Raise the other hand if you know this song. Put your hands to the side if you don't know this song. All right, perfect, I love it. So for the chorus, we're gonna sing, and I'm gonna show you guys the motions. We're gonna say, as for me, you're gonna point to yourself, because your name is me.
As for me.
And my house. Now when we're talking about a house here, we're not talking about your actual house. We're not gonna go to your home and spray it with living spray and have it praise God. We're not gonna do that today. Maybe tomorrow. We're talking about all of us. So we're gonna sing, as for me and my house. You're gonna put your arm around your friend standing next to you. All right? And say, we will serve. Once we start singing serve, I want you guys to move side to side. We will serve the Lord. All right, let's try it again. Ready?
Hands down.
Hands down.
Hands down.
Now the important
move over, wrist, Giles.
Is making sure that
you
we're
don't
not
get
being
cooties.
Silly while we're
oh,
singing.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say no to get cooties. Never mind.
That's okay.
Sorry, no cooties.
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Good job. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord our God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
hey,
you
look,
guys
great.
Are ready.
All right, thank you, Ms. Giles.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. That's my sister. Just saying. Okay. All right, let's do it. As for me and my house.
Count of three, one, two, three, and when I say, either girls or boys, yell how excited you are. And here's the thing, agents in training, we want the enthusiasm, but you have to listen and obey instruction as well. So when I do this, that means stop. So the contest is how loud you are and how well you follow instructions as agents in training, okay? Boys, last year at VBS, you guys won 3-2. Girls, I don't think that's gonna happen this time, but I don't know, let's find out. All right, on a count of three, we'll let the boys go first. 1, 2, 3. Oh, okay, that was pretty loud, but you didn't quit right on time, so I'm gonna dock you a point or two. All right, girls, 1, 2, 3. Okay, good. There was a little mix-up on my part there. Girls, I think you were loudest. You guys take point number one. Excellent. So, okay. Now, today you guys learned some amazing things. Monday's mission, of course, was uncover counterfeits. Uncover counterfeits. Now, as it's typing up there, we have at the ISA, International Spy Academy, the slowest typist imaginable, I think, okay? But we finally got that up there. And as we were uncovering counterfeits, today's operation was Operation One True God. And yes, that was a cool sound. Operation One True God. There are many so-called gods out there, but there is only one true God. All the others are counterfeits. And what does a counterfeit mean? Fake! That's right, a counterfeit is a fake. And so there's only one true God, and he is the God of the Bible. And unlike those other fake so-called gods, the one true God is real, he is all-powerful, he is all-knowing, and he is awesome. The puny God called Baal, who isn't a God at all, could do nothing, and the one true God can do anything he wants. That's exactly right. And that's what our verse says today. Monday's memory verse, Isaiah 45:5. I am the Lord, says the one true God. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. And that's what we had in our cipher today, too, isn't it? Our cipher. All right, as agents in training, I need you to help me figure out this cipher, okay? Let's look at this. 6 minus 5 is?
1.
We have a T and an R. We got an owl. What does an owl say? Okay, so one true, or we'll say true, okay? One true God equals? Let's see what the answer is. You guys nailed it. One true God. And if you keep it up at that pace, you might just graduate and become agents of the one true God of Truth Force. Okay. Now, this amazing, all-powerful God of the Bible that you learned about today is beyond comprehension with how mighty and powerful he is, but the most amazing thing about this God is as powerful and awesome as he is, and as sinful as we are, he loved us so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us. We can't save ourselves. So the powerful God of the Bible sent Jesus to take our punishment, die our death on the cross. And here's the thing, kids. You, each and every one of you, must put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus in order to be saved. You're not saved because your parents take you to church or because you're here at VBS. You are saved only when you repent. That means turn from your sins and trust alone in the one true God through his son, Jesus Christ. We're going to learn a lot about that in the days to come. Now, here at Texas, we need to know that. All of you guys need to know that. You know who else needs to know that? Everybody around the entire world. And so we have some super spies here teaching you in the Knowledge Vault all about the one true God. And there are super spies with us today. You're not going to believe it, but it's true. With us today, all the way from Monterrey, Mexico, to tell us all about how to be international missionaries. Would you guys like to hear from these super spies? Yes, okay. Well, let's give a big, warm round of applause to the Izquierdos. Come on up here, big round of applause, Eduardo and Valeria.
Hola. Good. Okay, again. Hola.
Hola.
Okay, let's try another. amigos.
Hola, amigos.
Good job.
Well, we are Eduardo and Valeria, and as you know, we've been assigned to the city of Monterrey, Mexico, and we've been there for the past 3 years serving in a church plant. It's called Iglesia Bíblica de Monterrey. Can you say Monterrey? Monterrey. Try that R, that R, Monterrey. So let me show you a map. Oh, this is a map of Mexico and where the star is. I don't know if you can see the star, but that orange star right there, that's where the city of Monterrey is, which is north, northeast, actually, very close to the border of Texas, as you can see. But the city of Monterrey has many beautiful things, landmarks, mountains, and even trees and valleys and different species of animals and lots of things that we want to share with you this week. But maybe the most famous one and the one that will allow you to remember what where Monterrey is, or even if you see a picture of Monterrey, you will immediately identify something is the following. And I'm going to show you now a picture of, what is this? Do you know what this is? A saddle, but it's missing something, right? The horse. We don't see the horse, but it's a saddle. You're right. What does a saddle have to do with a city? Maybe many horses are living in Monterrey, maybe. Or maybe it's a city where they like to come up with different ideas for saddles. But no. Now imagine a saddle on a mountain. How many of you can close your eyes and try to imagine a saddle on a huge mountain? Now you can open your eyes because I'm gonna help you a little bit. Oh, so this is sort of how a saddle will look on a mountain. But in real life, it looks like this. And it's called El Cerro de la Silla. Can you repeat after me, Cerro?
De la
Silla. You know it means saddle mountain. Can you try to see where or see where the saddle is, or kind of like imagine where it is? But yeah, you can see that beautiful mountain all from all different points of the city, from different areas of the city. For example, this is another picture where there are buildings, houses, towers there, and then you see the mountains. Because Monterrey is a city that is surrounded by mountains, which means it's a valley. And the most one that we identify from miles away and from different points of the city is this one. Kids, children, families in Monterrey like to ride bikes, like to go out to the park, and this is another beautiful picture of the city. You can probably see the mountains in the back, as well as people walking and riding bikes, playing different sports, but as you probably imagine, the most popular one is soccer, which we call football. And football is different than football, right? No helmets, and we use different ideas and strategies to play them. But there are two main teams, and I'm telling you information about Monterrey because maybe one day you will be assigned and deployed to serve as maybe agents to the one true God in the city of Monterrey. So if you want to know one interesting fact, another one of the city is that usually families and children and kids, they cheer for one of these two teams. It's either Tigres or Rayados. So the yellow team, which I saw some yellow over here, the Tigres, which means tigers, by the way, is the yellow team. And the other team, which is blue and white, is the Rayados. So there are two big soccer teams there, and families sometimes are even split because of this. For example, my wife, she says Tigres, and I go for Rayados, but it doesn't matter. We are one body in Christ, right? So we love each other. There's no need to split or divide families because of this. But if you want to learn more about the city of Monterrey, you have to understand that people love to play sports. They love soccer. They love their two favorite teams. And maybe you can also identify the mountain in the back. It's a painting of those two kids and the beautiful Cerro de la Silla in the back. There's so much we want to tell you about Monterey. There's so much we want to tell you about how there are there are also some agents in training in the city of Monterey, and how in the local church, in Iglesia Biblica de Monterey, we are serving them. But we will be telling you and sharing you more about that in the upcoming days. But thank you for understanding this, and please keep us in your prayers. Remember the people, the church, the agents in training in the city of Monterey. See you tomorrow.
Thank you so very much. That was amazing. Very, very well done. So great to hear about it. And, you know, it's really good to hear them say where they're from in their accent. And one of my specialties here at the ISA is linguistics. And so I can say things like Monterrey. Yeah? Okay. Yeah, we'll keep going on that. Okay, so one of the things that we do at VBS, one of the things we're doing here at the International Spy Academy, is we are trying to raise more and more money so that the Izquierdo's mission there in Monterrey can grow and prosper. Now, they have an amazing children's ministry there, but their children's ministry needs help because a lot of their furniture is a little bit older. Eduardo was telling me that it's actually falling apart. And so what we're tasked with this week is to collect as much money as we can so that we can give that to them so that they can grow their children's ministry. And so the agents in training that they have in Mexico can thrive and prosper and grow. Okay, can you help us out with that this week? Can you help us out with that this week? And the good news is that we are already well on our way to raising money towards that goal. In fact, we have a contest to see which classroom can raise the most money. And so what we're going to do now is find out in the dot race which classroom raised the most money. On your marks, get set, go. Classroom got third place by bringing the third most money. Drum roll, please. And the winner of the third place prize is second grade B with $112. Where's second grade B? There you are. Good job, guys. Second place is, drum roll, second grade C with $188. Wow. And for the big prize of the day, numero uno, first place is going to be second grade A. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Dr. Rager. Excellent job. Good job, second grade. That means our total was $1,008.73. Now, good job, second grade. First, third, fourth, fifth, pre-K. I think we need to step it up a little bit. The second graders are taking this down, okay? Now, what we're trying to do is we are trying to get this briefcase of Bibles, okay? This Pink Panther is trying to get this briefcase of Bibles all the way from the United States to Monterrey, Mexico. And the big question is, how close did we get to our goal today? We raised $1,008. You guys want to find out? Okay. Let's see how close we got to our goal. We got to cheer on the Pink Panther. Ready? Go! 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 So we gotta keep up the good work, keep bringing in that missions money so we can get the word of God from the United States all the way back to Monterrey, Mexico. All right, super agents, it is time to take your agents in training back to your room, all right? So, ladies and gentlemen, agents in training, make sure you come back tomorrow because we are going to continue to learn about the awesome God, the one true God of the Bible, and his uniqueness as we find fingerprints, okay? I'm gonna pray for us. All right, quiet. I'm gonna pray for us and then we can be dismissed. Lord God, we are so thankful for you, thankful for your ministry in Mexico, and we are thankful for the opportunity we had today to learn more about the one true God, that you are great, you are mighty, and you are the only one worthy of our praise. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, stand up.
Stand up and sing. Woohoo!
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego. Hola, amigos. Adios.